Hello, everybody, and welcome. Today, we have the exciting treat of having Buzzy Vickers speak to us again. And I'm excited to pick Buzzy's brain a little bit more about some of the processes and how she manages to live her life in such a nurtured heart and focused on the positive way, even up against some really intense situations. If you haven't heard her first episode, go back. I don't know exactly which week, but go back and find her so you can listen to her first interview where she shared with us how she got into Nurtured Heart and a little bit about the transformation she's created. So Buzzy, thank you for being here again. And what I would like to hear from you is really about how you are able to have this almost tenacious, clear, like razor sharp determination to find that greatness up against who knows what is going around. And you somehow have this like permission to just stick with that. I want to hear more about that. I want to hear about what that process is like inside of you, because most of us, many, many of us listening to this podcast do love, you know, the idea of focusing on greatness, but we're human. I know I'm human. And when I'm up against things that I really either feel fear around, like, you know, the behaviors that are really bad or might have really negative consequences or might damage my children's abilities to be successful in other environments when I'm not around or their futures. It's hard to just even find that greatness and stick with it, or I can find the greatness, but like I'm too bent out of shape from everything else. So yeah, so I'd love to hear more about this amazing skill you have, because I know it's going to be super practical for me and I think also for our audience.
I think the first place to start is when I first became trained in Nurtured Heart Approach. And it was very hard for me to speak a recognition. It was like, this is foreign, this is weird. I would stutter through it. I didn't feel authentic. And so what I started doing is in my emails, I started planting Nurtured Heart phrases, giving recognitions in my emails. And that, for me, being able to see it, to type it, and then read it, and it got started solidifying within my brain, so then I could start using it when I was talking. And my former co-trainer, one day we were getting ready for a training, and we were chatting back and forth. She, do you have the copies? You know, that kind of stuff. And she said, do you remember when we first started this? I was like, oh yeah. And she said, we used to stumble through every one of these words. And now look at how smoothly we are doing this. And we would practice on each other. We would, after a day, a bad day at work, we would call each other and we would say, okay, this is where I think I used Nurtured Heart Approach, but I didn't feel right. And then we would energize each other on the way. So we really got practice because we had someone to practice with, someone that was learning with us. And, you know, now I think, oh my gosh, you know, how nice it would have been to have somebody that was really polished in this. But maybe that journey together helped make us stronger. So, and then what I learned is that I started thinking in my head the three stands. So if I would go into a family and I'd be working with them, and I would, at the end of the visit, I would come out and go, oh boy, that was really bad. And I would just sit in my car and I would think, okay, the three stands. The first stand is energizing, not energizing negativity. Did I do that? Darn it, I did. I know exactly when that happened. Okay, did I find my stand too? Was I able to give them recognition? You know what I was? And I did, but then I went into energizing negativity. Okay, next time I'm not going to do that. And most importantly, did I have clarity? I know I was kind of weak on that too. So that's how I started, was just living every visit through the three stands. And so now I kind of think in the three stands. It's kind of, and I think in the three stands, but I don't go through the, oh, this is stand one, this is stand two. It just, it flows now. And if I'm really stuck with something, I will go through and say, okay, you know what, did I find the positives? Because that's where I start my families with, what is going right. That's where you start to help them see what's going right. If I walked into a house and last week when I was there, the dishes were on both sides of the sink piled, you know, 8 inches high. And this time I come in and it's, the dishes are piled up on both sides of the sink, but the left-hand side is air drying. That shows me that, you know, you made an effort today. You made, whether you did this morning before I came, or if you did it last night, or if you've been eating off of those air drying dishes for a week, you made that effort. It's, how do you find that? And you have to look at really hard stuff, you know, looking at what is wrong and then saying, well, okay, well, that doesn't look real good, but what can I find? What can I find? And you can always find something if you're really focused on the baby steps, the little tiny things that are happening. So it could be, you know, you walk in the house and the backpacks are on the floor by the front door and they're unzipped. Hey guys, it looks to me like you brought papers home to your mom today. Your backpacks are unzipped. And they're like, yeah. And I said, you know, mom, look at that. They're bringing stuff to you now. And in reality, it may have been they never zipped their backpack up when they left school, but they were, I caught them what it looked like being successful. So sometimes they're not always being successful, but the potential there is there.
Wow. So it's kind of like you're this detective. You're just coming in like, yeah, what can I find? What can I find? And like, you're on a mission. So it's like, whatever isn't aiding you in your mission, whatever isn't, you know, the evidence you're looking for, you just kind of leave. There's a slide about that, you know, what we zoom in on and what we leave on the editing room floor in our portfolios. Yes. You're leaving a lot on the floor. You're just like, no, that's not what I'm looking for. No, that's not. But let me find something, because that's where I'm going to connect and that's where I'm going to build. Did you ever have a time that you were trying really hard to find that thing and either it wasn't received or you couldn't find it? There's a lot of pushback.
I was doing a training when a tornado drill, not drill, it was a real full-blown, honest to God, tornado. We were in the library, and which was the safe room to be in. And we had one person going, checking outside, listening for the sirens, and they were going off. And in my head, I'm like, okay, I've got to stay on track here. What is going right? Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we ended up that the overhead projector quit working. I had nothing. It totally, there was no electronics available at that point in time. I don't remember honestly if it was, it blew up. There was smoke coming from it. So I'm sure it was electrical surge or something from that. So I just kind of stood there. I said, everybody, I just need to step outside for just a minute and regroup. And I stepped outside and I was like, okay, I'm not going to focus on the fact that I have no audio. I have no visuals. I have nothing. I have the trainer's guide in front of me, handwritten. I can flip through that. I know this stuff. Okay, I got this. I can do this. And I went back and I just was like, okay, guys, we don't have electricity. We don't have a functioning overhead. So you're probably going to have to look at me. I will try to make this fun. I will try to be animated, and just went into it and went through the last half of the training. I was it. I was everything. And I was able to engage them, and they walked out and said, we can't believe that you pulled that off. And it, you know, so it's, I don't know if this is making any sense. You might want to check that one. but the fact is, I use the three stands to stay calm, to stay focused, and to stay in that moment. And my positive for me was, I know this stuff. And if I don't know it, it's in my manual. I've got that paper copy. I can go through this. And there were a couple, I actually passed around the page so they could see the picture of a couple of the slides that I thought would be relevant. So they could, you know, jot down what I was saying. But it's using it. It's when can you find that positive? Looking at it and not being afraid to apply it in every aspect of your life. Because you know as well as I do that you start thinking in it and you see in it. You're in the grocery store and you see that person that's just, you know, yelling at their kid. And your focus is, you know, what can I say to that mom or that child to turn it around? And for me, you know, I have four kids. I understand how hard it is. But you know what? You haven't left the store yet. You're still going to get your groceries. And that's a positive. You held it together and long enough to get your groceries. And I literally walked out of a grocery store one time with my four kids and my grocery carts full. And that was my clarity. It was long before I knew Nurtured Heart. But I did have clarity. So some of it, I think, if you look back into the way you parent and the way you are, we all have these qualities inside of us already. We just didn't know how to put them into a formula that worked. And the three stands is a formula that works.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I hear mostly from you is just this brilliant stand that you have in like, I'm doing this, like, this is what I'm doing and I'm doing this. And even in that moment of intensity with the tornado and everything, to just say, no, I'm taking a minute here. I'm going to get my stands together. I'm going to look back at this and I'm going to come in. And yes, I do know this, that reset really, which, I know for me, like, I feel like it's a gift every time I remember to reset, because sometimes I'm so far gone that I don't even remember to reset. So that ability to reset, but I hear from you just this like non-apologetic, like, I'm here to prove that things are going right. So sorry, but not sorry. Here it comes. Yeah. What do you respond to in your mind or verbally to those that do have resistance to you always focusing on the good things? Like, wait, but Buzzy, like, my kids are cursing. My kids are hurting themselves. My kids are, you know, like, aren't we going to talk about that? Like, isn't that what you're here for? You know?
You know, every situation in that is different, but I've heard that so many variations of that. And just having that clarity. Yes, I understand how difficult that is, but they're communicating with you. They're talking to you. They haven't shut themselves in the room and not said a word to you for 3 or 4 days. They are telling you something's wrong. That's communication. That's where what we're going to build on. And it's okay to say, you know, you're communicating. I actually have a very clear story on that one. I came into a house with a teenager one time and he opened the door and he looked at me and he said, oh, the effing social worker's here. And I was like, yep, I am. Thanks for noticing. And he said, I don't want you here. And I said, I understand that. And I hear exactly what you're saying. You are communicating your disgust with the fact that I'm walking in your door. And he stood and stared at me. And I walked in, sat down with the parents. And he did not want to join us. And so I said, okay, parents, here's what we're going to do. I always carried a game of left, center, right, or left, right, center, that little chip game around with me. So we're going to play this game. We're going to have fun with it. And it took him about 5 minutes and we were laughing. I said, we're going to have fun here. You know? And he came in and joined us. And at that point, we included him in the game. And that's how we started getting him to connect with us. And I was able to say, you know, you may not be having a conversation with us right now, but you're here. You're communicating a need to be with your family. So those little steps is how it starts.
Wow. I'm just so amazed, but Buzzy, because I'm trying to push you into this like place where like you're faltering to like help us work through that. But I just feel like you have such a belief in people and such a natural like knowing that everything's good, like, and that they're like a belief that like they're where they're meant to be. It's like you embody the essence of what I try to live and what I believe in and what I try to help myself embody. You just are it naturally. You're just like, I'm here because you guys need to know that you already are successful and it's not over and it's not the end. And I'm going to prove it. And you prove it so easily, so gracefully, so quickly. Also, I want to say about, you mentioned in the last episode we did about sarcasm. I grew up in a very sarcastic family and I actually love sarcasm. It's actually something I miss because I also try not to be sarcastic because you're right. It doesn't build relationship and it's confusing to kids also. And it's mean. It's downright mean most of the time. But that being said, there's a quick-wittedness to sarcasm, a quick thinking, just being on your feet, like that sarcastic culture is a very like fast-paced, funny quick thinking way of thinking. And I wonder if like that's almost the same, the other side of the same talent. Like you were good at sarcasm, and here I hear you just like knowing what's right already. It's just you're like, yeah, but yeah, I know, but you're communicating. Yeah, I know, but you're here. Yeah, I know, but you're still in the grocery store. Yeah, I know. It's like you just see it. It's just obvious to you. And I think that that is such a gift to the people you're working with, because I don't know, we mortals here, we don't think that way. It's hard to find that nugget. It's hard to find what's going right. It's so obvious to you. It's just so beautiful. It's amazing. I'm so glad you're doing this work. I'm so glad you're a voice in this community and that you're available to people. It's thank you for sharing, because it's incredible. It really is.
Thank you. I think anybody can get to the point where they're seeing the positive more than they're seeing the negative. And I think, you know, you have to be committed to what is going right. And I think that's big. What is going right? And everybody has something going right every moment of their life. They're breathing. That's going right. They have a roof over their head. That's going right. They have a tent over their head. That's a roof. So it's finding every little moment. And thank you. There are times I do not always find that, and it's a struggle to find it, but it is pretty much an unconscious effort on my part now.
It's so incredible. And just hearing your stories and feeling how they must feel, like that teenager at the door, like that level of acceptance and just that it's, for those of you that have taken the Nurtured Heart course, you might have watched the little clip from The Horse Whisperer where Robert Redford is just so he's not even positive. There's no positivity there. He's just like, well, he's positive that she's got this. That's what he's positive about, but it's not positivity. Just like this, such a like, it's so obvious that there's nothing to resist and there's nothing to defend against. And it's just so, honoring and seeing and welcoming and safe. I feel like it's safe. It opens a door for people to like walk into that, because you're not even beginning to push it on them because it's so obvious to you. You're like, I don't know. It's just an amazing energy. So thank you for being here. I will put the information to reach out to Buzzy in the show notes. I think this was an incredible ending, and I'm so glad you were here to share this amazing gift you have with us. And till next time.